This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McIntyre. A Chinese researcher accused of concealing her ties to the Chinese military on a visa application she submitted so she could work in the U.S. has been arrested and placed into a Northern California jail. 37-year-old Yuan Tang is expected to appear in federal court Monday. The Justice Department on Thursday announced charges against Tang and three other scientists living in the U.S., saying they lied about their status as members of China's People's Liberation Army. Workers at China's consulate in Houston, Texas, vacated the facility Friday as part and ordered by the Trump administration. The U.S. ordered the Houston consulate closed Tuesday and gave the Chinese government a 72-hour deadline. China called the allegations malicious slander and responded by ordering the U.S. to close its consulate in the western Chinese city of Chengdu. The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview with the Washington Post newspaper, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that states might not necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown in the states that have been trying to open, particularly the southern states which have gotten into trouble. He said that I would say the first thing is you don't necessarily have to go all the way back to a complete shutdown, but you certainly have to call a pause and maybe even backing up a bit. Consequently, there are more than 638,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 145,000, and the number of global infections exceeds 15.6 million, and it's more than 4.1 million in the U.S. Mexico ranks third in the number of deaths and infections. And I should say,